most of you don't know me yet. You probably know that I'm Ty Hoffman, but you haven't had me in other courses yet. We're here for Bio 182, correct? I don't know whether... Yeah, I figured that. Looks like there's a bad video card, so I'm not going to be able to display anything tonight. It's the best night for that to happen, because I don't really have to. That's trying to display my website, which you should already have visited, right? Everyone's been there already? Did everyone print out and bring what you were supposed to do tonight? Good deal. I have a couple extras if you didn't. But this will be the only time I do have paper copies for you. So from now on, the things that you are required to print and bring, you'll have to starting next week. Don't forget that, because some of the things you hand in. You've already started lecture, I assume, right? Is it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday? Okay. I can't display the syllabus to you, but I wasn't going to read it to you anyway, because you can read a syllabus. And if you haven't read the whole thing, I expect you to sometime soon. I also noticed that most, which is good, but not all of you have submitted the rules consent form, which is absolutely required to receive any scores. I think there are only three of you who haven't. So if you haven't and you don't know what I'm even talking about, let me know. If you still haven't submitted the rules consent form, do that tonight or earlier. Mostly the first day people want to know what the grading deal is. And I actually don't even have it memorized, to tell you the truth. Has anyone printed out a syllabus? Could you look at it and see what the point breakdown is? I can't remember the actual percentages. I do know that in 182, unlike 300 level biology courses, the laboratory and lecture are combined, so you don't get a separate grade in here. It's all one grade, which I guess it's Ken doing it, right? Ken Sweat is. So he'll be giving you your final grade, but I'll be giving you, thank you, the laboratory. I'll be giving him your laboratory scores, which will be 35% of your overall grade. So it's a big chunk. You can't blow off the lab, obviously, or you won't do well. But those, as it says on the syllabus, the 35% that this lab represents is broken down into five different kinds of assessments, five different ways you can earn points. So there are two practica, and maybe you have never taken a practicum before. A practicum is simply a laboratory test in which you're not simply sitting down writing answers to a test. You're walking around looking at stations. So there, you don't have to worry about that first one, because it doesn't occur until after the vernal hiatus. So not until March 25th is the first one. Second one is the last time we're here. Those are big chunks of your lab score, 30%. So that equates to just over 10% of your final score. Those I'll talk more about when they get close. The things you're going to be doing way before those are quizzes. And this will be the only night, other than nights on which there is a practicum, this will be the only meeting that we don't start right away with a quiz on. Okay? Now, I have no problem getting out early, and when we're able to, because we've done everything, it's fine to get out early. But I'm never going to be starting late. So one of the things, I'm not going to be a stickler about many things, but one thing is starting right on time. So from now on, you should expect there to be a quiz each time, unless it's a practicum. And that quiz is going to start exactly at 6:30. If you come in at 6:30 in 1 second, you're going to be penalized 10% for that. So don't let it happen. Come in a couple minutes early to get settled down, put everything away except your pencil, get ready to take the quiz. It's going to be 10% for every fraction of a minute late that you are, until obviously it's too late to take it at all. Don't lose points unnecessarily like that. Losing points because you don't know the answer to something is one thing, but don't lose points foolishly. So get here on time. The other batches of points, although the combined quizzes, however many there are, works out to be 12 or something like that, is a quarter of your score in here, but that means 8.75% of your overall score. So quizzes sometimes are viewed by students as things they can blow off because there's a lot of them. Well, a lot of zeros can add up to a huge dent in your overall grade. So don't consider quizzes to be things you can blow off. Treat them for what they are. They're little tests. They add up. So approach them like you would a test. Study for them like you would a test. It's not going to require as much studying as it would for a test because it's not as much information. But study for them like you would a test. And by the way, studying for them is going to require you listening to my recordings. Every time I address the class, and I won't give you a huge lecture each time. Certain times I'll talk longer than others, but it'll never be real long. Anyway, whenever I'm addressing the class, I'll record it and post it on my website. So you need to listen to those recordings to study as a way of studying for the quizzes, because I'll write my quizzes in such a way that nearly all of the questions come directly from what I said the previous time. In other words, the recordings have the answers in them, and they're the most efficient way of studying. It takes a little bit of time to listen to recordings, but if you don't, I mean, I have plenty of students who say, I wish I had realized earlier in the term that how important it is to listen to the recordings, because then I wouldn't have those previously horrible scores. Eventually, it becomes mathematically impossible to pass, right? So start off as on a high note and listen to the recordings. But the quizzes are not only about what happened the previous meeting. They are mostly, though. Most of the questions, in terms of number, and also the more detailed of the questions, are from the previous stuff, the stuff you already should know. But you do need to know what you're doing that night well enough so that you can answer the more basic questions about what you're going to be doing that night. In other words, I'm incentivizing you to read ahead in the manual before you come in so you're not absolutely clueless when you get here. That also allows you to get done earlier, which everyone likes leaving early. All right, now, besides the quizzes and the practica, you have some writing to do. Everyone's going to write a laboratory report. You don't have to worry about that until it gets closer, too. But that's a big chunk as well, 30%. So that is actually a huge chunk of the lab. It's equal to the practica. But like I said, I'll talk about that when you care about it eventually. And then week to week, besides the quizzes, you'll get credit for doing the exercises. So you have to be here, not in terms of points, not only because that's the only way you're allowed to take the quiz, but because that's the only way you're allowed to get credit for having done whatever you're supposed to do that night. And that they're listed in the syllabus as laboratory exercises. I'm not going to meticulously grade the answers to everything you write. So I'll admit that I'll grade them more for completion than for accuracy. But if you don't do everything that you're supposed to do before you leave, you won't get full credit. All right. So before you leave each time, you'll be showing me that you have completed the exercise. Okay, that's your easiest batch of points. So don't waste any of those. And I think Ken has it set up in his major, in the overall syllabus, that he won't allow you to miss more than two labs, right? You'll fail no matter what if that happens. So don't let that happen. You have a Hardy-Weinberg problem set that I'll talk about next week. That's 5%. And then that wraps up the laboratory points. Thank you. So the rest of it you can read, but besides that and the rules consent form, those are the most important things right now. Any questions on how the course is set up? All right, good. Then I have to give you a quick safety song and dance, which all lab instructors need to do. If you've never had a lab, maybe this is the first time you've heard this. Otherwise, you've heard it several times. Most of it's common sense safety stuff, but since it is possible for officials to come in and look at us at any time, there are a certain couple things that really piss them off that we need to not do, and so I can't allow you to do. One of those is to have open-toed shoes. You can't have open-toed shoes, and this time of year it's not too hard to follow, but as it warms up, I get students who totally forget that. Don't forget it, because I can't allow you to stay here and get credit if you have open-toed shoes. So if you don't want to wear them all day, bring them so that you can get credit for this course. You also are going to need to wear goggles sometime. Now, you can bring your own if you want to personalize them, but we do have some you can use. I'll tell you when you're allowed and not when you're allowed not to wear them, but I'll also tell you when you have to. There's a fire extinguisher right over there where you come in, so know that that's where it is. There are eye washes on each of these sinks. And if you do get something in your eye, which you shouldn't because you should be wearing goggles if it's anything dangerous, but if you do, just push the lever and it'll squirt into your eyes, and do that for much longer than you'd think you'd have to. Not just a couple seconds, do it for minutes actually. I've had that happen before, so it does happen. There's a shower right there. I've never seen that being used, but that's not just for casual showering. That's for if you get chemicals on you. But like I said, I've never seen it used. If we have a fire alarm go off, we need to get out of here, obviously. But you guys need to leave first. I need to go down with the ship. So I need to know where you're all going to be, because I need to get a head count, which means we need to have a common meeting place. And once you go down the stairs, that common meeting place will be the gravel area where the bike rack is between here and the library. Just stay there. Don't go home, at least until I get a head count. Doesn't happen very often, but we do have alarms now and then. And the other thing is for the disposal of waste. Unless I tell you you're allowed, which will probably be never, don't ever put anything down the sink, even if you know it's okay to put down the sink at your home. The only thing that you're really allowed to put down the sink without asking me is water that is at the time coming out of the faucet. If you put water into something else, you're not allowed to pour it in the sink. There will be places there will be jugs in the hood for proper disposal of waste. We don't, in this lab, though, use a hell of a lot of chemicals from week to week like in other ones, biochemistry and so on. All right, I think that covers... Oh, well, if any of you has any difficulty negotiating stairs, you should tell me so that we can deal with that. But if everyone's okay going downstairs, we're set. All right, that's the safety thing. Any questions on anything I've mentioned so far? All right.